Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm your host Zainab, and you are tuned into the program Islamic Upbringing. In this show, we delve into the important questions and concerns that parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. Our answers are rooted in the teachings of the Holy Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Stay tuned as we seek to provide guidance and insight on raising our children in accordance with Islamic principles. And joining us today as our esteemed guest speaker is a research scholar in the House of Qom, currently pursuing a master's in psychology at Al Mustafa International University, Institute of Islamic Social Sciences, with a background in the same field from the University of Karachi. Our guest is going to bring up a unique perspective that combines expertise in both Islamic studies and psychology. So please join me in welcoming Mr. Mir Muhammad Abid to our program. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Brother Abid, we have been discussing a very critical phase, adolescence phase, but today I would want you to explore, why is this so critical? Like, why many psychologists? Why so many? Because you have an expertise in the same field. I would want to ask you, what makes it so critical? Like, it's, you know, as we have been told that there's this bridge of Sirat, which is very hard to pass. So in the same way, we are often told that there's this phase, adolescence phase, which is very, very hard to cross. So why? What makes it so critical? Or what are some of the titles that may be given to this phase?
Exactly. I would like to connect this discussion with the narration that we had in our last episode. We know that the teenager is in a state of war, and this war is between the intellect and the foolishness. And if the intellect wins the war, the life is an intellectual life, a life based on intellect. Okay, so you know that you can understand, you can realize that a life where the intellect does not have any commanding place, any important place, is not a very desirable life, okay? So it's the teenager that's deciding that what kind of life you will have. So an intellectual life is developing in the teenager, okay? Another thing that the scholars have mentioned this period, they've given the title of an acrobat. So okay, the teenager is like an acrobat. The acrobat is, you know, the person who is walking on the rope, okay? And this rope is tightened on a certain height. So basically, the rope is tightened on one side in his childhood, and on the other side, it's tightened in the adulthood, okay? So this teenager who is facing
kind of this tug of war going on.
Exactly. So, you know, it's quite scary to see someone walking on a rope, tightened on a height. And this person, he can like fall anytime.
Right.
Because he or she is not in a stable situation at this moment. So what are you going to do with a person who's walking a rope? Are you going to scream at that person?
Right.
Or you're like going to be, you know, silently
watching
most of the time, like watching and, you know, praying and like helping him move on through this journey successfully? Or do you just want to make that person fall on the ground, and, you know, what will happen if that person may fall down from that rope?
All right. So like, if I rephrase what you said, that The adolescence phase is a very critical phase in a child's life. He may feel that he's just having a tug of war on a rope. You said it's also called acrobat in the psychological terms, that a tug of war between his childhood and also his adulthood. He sometimes wants to be childish, he sometimes wants to act mature, but at the same time cannot or is in a very difficult situation. So as parents, you gotta discuss, are you helping him? Are you watching him? Or are you just helpless? So if you're helpless, you gotta listen to Islamic upbringing and equip yourself with more knowledge. We'll be back in a while. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Abid, and we are discussing the critical phase, the adolescence phase, which is named different titles by psychologists because of the phases it has. So, Brother Abid, please go ahead.
Exactly. As you have mentioned, that I guess it's the number of titles that that have been given, it's telling a story that yes. It's something very important. For example, we said that the child is an acrobat. Some have said that, like our imam, he said that it's kind of a, this person is kind of a soldier. It's in a state of war. And whoever wins the war, the intellect wins the war, or the foolishness wins the war.
It's going to remain with
exactly.
Them.
Another title that has been given to this important phase is the tsunami of nature.
Tsunami of nature.
Exactly. Like most of our listeners, they know that the tsunami that came a few years ago. So what is it about the tsunami in a teenage? So it is the reason behind it could be that the, you know, that certain kind of hormones, they are secreting more, like even they are like twice or thrice
active.
Yeah, active in both the girls and the boys. Okay, so in result of the secretion, there are some biological changes.
Okay,
there are some psychological changes. So that is creating, you know, it's quite difficult for this young man, these secretion are causing. And obviously there's a wisdom behind this, because this boy and this girl is like being prepared for another stage of life and right. another phase of life. Obviously this person is going to get married. Okay, and to prepare for that very important phase, he has to face these, you know, this tsunami of nature. So, you know, like for some boys, they become very conscious about themselves. They stand in mirror, in front of the mirror, and obviously at the girls, you find them standing more than the boys, mm-hmm. okay? Like spending hours in front of the mirror. And sometimes they are, you know, they are made fun of. Why is it happening?
Because of that self-love, obsessive self-love they have.
No, that's the reason they are standing in front of the mirror.
Right.
But the reason that they are made fun
yes.
is that, you know, the changes, the physical changes that is taking place is, you know, at times we see that the body size has increased
mm-hmm.
more, and the face of the child is still, you know, childish.
Okay.
So I would like to bring your attention to this important point. The parents are facing this problem. that the peers are making fun mm-hmm. of the child. So we need to educate the child
right.
that my dear son or my daughter, for example, the acne on your face and this extra length of your hands and your legs while the chest is still not grown mm-hmm. or vice versa. Mm-hmm. This is part of your change.
It's okay.
It's okay to have this.
So normalize these things.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So brother, let's take a pause over here. We'll take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and Brother Abid is with us. And Brother Abid, you said that there is a tsunami of nature in an adolescent age, and this tsunami of nature is because of that double fold or triple fold secretion of hormones. So we as parents have to act very, very normal and have to normalize things for them, because maybe seeing that double fold and triple fold secretion changes physically in their body, they may get confused or they may spend hours on mirrors and etc. or other changes. So you got to be normalizing things for them.
Yes, that's true. And my dear listeners, if we get another opportunity, then we will discuss the certain skills that we need to train our teenager. Okay, inshallah, later on we'll discuss those skills, for example the hygiene related skills.
Okay,
these changes, for example, this acne, and we'll have to educate them that what can we do about this and what we can't do about it, okay? So we need to have a balanced approach towards this. So this is the result of the tsunami of nature. You might be thinking, my dear listeners, that most of the titles that we have been discussing, an acrobat, a tsunami of nature, they have some negative kind of connotations. Well, to be honest, this is how the teenager is like, okay? Mm-hmm. But if we look into this period, into isolation, we see that it is a prerequisite for the other important part of
life. Phases of life.
Exactly. But let me give you a more positive title given to this adolescent, this teenage. Let me refer to some of our scholars who have given a different title to it. Okay. So let's go on towards a more positive side. But just keep that in mind that this is how a teenage is. When we refer to our scholars, they paint a more positive picture of the teenage, okay? You know what they consider this period as? They call it the Laylatul Qadr of human life.
Wow.
Yeah. You're already aware of the Laylatul Qadr. In Quran, it says,
right.
For example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min al-fishar. Exactly. So this night is better than thousands of months. So
yeah.
What does it mean? This adolescence, this teenager's Laylatul Qadr of life. In Laylatul Qadr, you can benefit a life of a human being.
Right.
A human life is around 1,000 months, right? 1,000 months makes 80 years, okay?
Right.
And in just one night, you can get the benefit of 80 years, you
wow.
know? What a blessing we have
wow.
in this
so,
month of
so
Ramadan.
So this old adolescence phase, the last title you gave it was a very, very beautiful title, which would actually help also parents to give more attention, more importance to this phase, because that's better than 1,000 phases of his life. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Just in case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab Call of Islam and you'll find an archive of programs named Islamic Upbringing there. If you had any queries and questions, please feel to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, take good care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.